Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Yesterday, I was having a conversation about NASA spending $3 billion to get to Saturn's moon Titan and whether or not this should be the role of government. And I admit clearly, freely, that my love of NASA and exploration, it goes counter to my desires for a small, streamlined federal government. I get that on this one subject, I am a hypocrite. I get it. I love it. Can't get enough of it. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. But I can make the argument, and did yesterday, that when you take a look at China's moves on the moon, for example, that space is going to be weaponized. Space is going to be utilized. And there is an argument to be made for government involvement. You can argue that the space race empowered and emboldened the nation. I'm talking about the days of Kennedy. We can discuss the stagnation and then maybe no need for it because private industry could do it better, whether it be SpaceX or Blue Marble, et cetera. And now you take a look at what China's doing. You're like, we should be involved. Then there's this. Russia vetoes a UN resolution calling for the prevention of a dangerous nuclear arms race in space. China abstained, Russia opposed in the 15-member Security Council. It's interesting that this happened after I had done this story because it proves the thesis. You don't want to weaponize space. You think it's crazy. I hear you. I don't think that you are wrong for believing that. I should say it differently. You have absolutely every right to believe that. But Russia and China are still going to do it. They're going to do it. I have no reason to think that India won't get there. So now what's the plan? And not only are Russia and China going to do it, they stated so. The abstention is the voting no, and they didn't have to because China, because Russia, possibly their proxy in this conversation, voted no. Just be aware, this is what's going on. This is what is happening. And so, yes, I do support the federal government paying attention, and I do support the federal government being engaged because it is a national security issue. I'm more than willing to debate it anywhere. The popcorn moment, let's do the thing. It's the story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. I think I'll hit more on Erin Burnett's pearl-clutching nonsense over there at CNN. Which it involves a very, very interesting type of turn where when Democrats do something, it's moral. When Republicans do something, well, why are you doing that? Erin Burnett of CNN asking the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, why do you need to get involved with the removal of a president of a private university? In this case, calling for the resignation of President Shafiq over there at Columbia University. You would a question that would never be asked to somebody on the political left. It's another great example of where these so-called news outlets are. But in Tennessee, they voted to allow teachers to carry a firearm. They passed the bill allowing teachers and school staff to be armed. This is Representative Justin Jones. He was one of the guys who he was taken out of his position in the House and then got reinstated by the people. Oh, everybody's a bigot, everybody's a racist. This is his entire argument. Finger on the dumb button just in case, because I may have missed some part of it. But he wants you to know that the idea of an armed teacher, morally insane, which it's not.
This bill is morally insane because a year after a mass shooting took the lives of 3 9-year-olds and 3 adults, this is the response of my Republican colleagues not to pass red flag laws, not to pass universal background checks or a ban on assault weapons, not safe storage laws, but to expand firearms and put more guns in our schools. When the teachers of my district, the teachers of Tennessee, are saying we want to be armed with supplies and books and fair pay, not with firearms. I mean, this bill is insanity, and it just goes to show that we are working with a Republican supermajority here in Tennessee that puts the lives of our children beneath the campaign contributions of the gun industry. That is morally insane. That is shameful. That is unacceptable.
That anybody in Tennessee votes for this man is the thing that is insane, shameful, and unacceptable. You don't have to carry a firearm, and none of it has to do with supplies or fair pay. Fair pay. You catch that, right? It means nothing. But it is the line of people who are progressives who desperately want to, well, take from you fair pay. Doesn't mean anything. Just a nonsense statement. You will have armed guards to protect a jewelry store, but not a school. That's the argument in response. What's your move? Well, we shouldn't have to do that. Oh, I agree, but we live in this world. Well, if we got rid of all the guns, that's not going to happen because you don't have a mechanism to take them. So go try, Representative Justin Jones of Tennessee. Go try and take the guns. You know what? Just start with Tennessee. Let's see how you do. I'll watch. Tell me how you're going to take them. But you see, I know how you're going to do it from law-abiding citizens. You're going to put a gun to their head and tell them they can't see their children until they give up the guns. That's what you're going to do, you monster. How are you going to get the guns from the people who are criminals? How is that going to work? But that's not the only story out there. The other one is that Bill Barr, the former attorney general who Trump hates, he's endorsing Trump.
Yeah, well, I've said, yeah, the choice now is a binary choice between these two candidates. And of the two, I support President Trump. And one of the reasons is because I think many of our critical problems, including the regulation, crime, restoring law and order, restoring control over our borders, rebuilding our defense in this increasingly dangerous world, standing by our allies, I trust President Trump to do that much more so than President Biden, I think. And I also worry very much that in the batting circle with Joe Biden is Vice President Kamala Harris. I feel that under these circumstances, the Republicans have to win in November.
This is the Bill Barr that Donald Trump has referred to as weak and lazy and lethargic. I read a post where Trump was thanking him for the endorsement and that because of it, he'll take away lethargic. Good God, we live in this country. I think Bill Barr is explaining how a lot of people feel. Trusting Joe Biden. Pause, Joe Biden. Oh, you didn't hear pause. Don't worry. I'll share that with you coming up, right?